The latest scandal at the Department of Veterans Affairs could have come straight out of Hollywood, a story of a senior Veterans Health Administration procurement official committing fraud, lying to investigators, retaliating against whistleblowers, misusing agency resources to promote reverse auction vendor FedBid. The Veterans Affairs Department Inspector General detailed what happened over the last 4 years in an 82-page report out Friday. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller went through the entire report and is here with details. What does the Inspector General say happened between VA and FedBid, Jason?
Well, they looked at the use of FedBid and the way FedBid came into VA and became part of VA's acquisition culture over the last really four, almost 5 years. And basically what they found was Susan Taylor, the Deputy Chief Procurement Officer at the Veterans Health Administration, used her position to do several things, and none of them are good in the eyes of the IG. She acted improperly. She acted as an agent of the vendor, FedBid in this case, creating a conflict of interest. She improperly disclosed non-public VA information to unauthorized persons. She misused her position and VA resources for private gain and engaged in prohibited personnel practices. And on top of all that, she lied, according to the Veterans Affairs IG. She lied to investigators about her involvement both with the VA, with VA's FedBid contract, and with her relationship with both the executives of the company and her relationship with others outside the company that had interests around FedBid. This was a fascinating read, 82 pages, as you said, Francis, and it's well worth every page of it that I went through. And I'll tell you, this was something that you don't see very often, this type of insight in terms of just how far it looks like somebody will go, allegedly they would go, to really give a specific vendor a heads up or a you know, preferential treatment.
What are some of the examples the Inspector General found that show how bad the problem got, Jason?
And there's a lot to go through. So I only picked out a few things that I thought were most interesting. Let me give you one example that I thought was really good. Jan Fry, who is the head of acquisition at the Veterans Affairs Department, put two moratoriums on the use of FedBid and reverse auctions more broadly. And when FedBid heard this, and with the help of Susan Taylor, they went after Jan Fry. They tried to, quote-unquote, assassinate his character. They tried to rally the troops on the Hill, use a heavy-handed puncher. They even talked about, you know, storming the castle against Mr. Fry to really get him to change his way. And the other thing that was very interested in is they brought in the influence of powerful people such as Steve Case, who, as you probably know, founded AOL, was one of those founders, and somebody like General Casey, who obviously knew General Shinseki and others very well, and they tried to use his influence or their influence to pressure General Shinseki, the former VA secretary, to make changes. And let's be clear, this is so outside of the contracting, the head of an agency's purview that he was like, I didn't even know about this. That's what the IG says. One other one I'll just throw at you real quick is Ms. Taylor allegedly let FedBid influence government decisions. And this work gets into that inherently governmental. She would send FedBid, for instance, hey, I got this question. Can you answer it for me? And FedBid would write the answer back and she'd submit it back. And that just can't be done. I mean, you just can't let the vendor answer questions that are particular to that agency, particular to that subject. So there's a lot more to go over, but that's just two really interesting examples.
You've got a terrific story on this, detailing this in a very understandable way at federalnewsradio.com. It's our top story this afternoon, and included in that story, the recommendations from the Inspector General for punishment for the people who engaged in misconduct here. One of those involved is a recommendation about what should happen to FedBid, Jason.
Exactly, and I think that's one of the most surprising things. Now, the IG said they referred the entire matter to the Justice Department for criminal investigation. The Justice Department declined to prosecute in favor of VA taking administrative actions. Now, among those administrative actions are VA IG recommending to the Veterans Affairs Department that they consider suspending and or debarring FedBid, as well as Ali Sadat, the board chairman, founder, and CEO of FedBid, Luther Toppence, the FedBid's chief administrative officer, and F. Glenn Robinson, FedBid's former president and now senior advisor to Sadat. So they're not just saying let's suspend and debar the company, but even the people, the company executives. Now, as for Ms. Taylor, the IG recommended administrative actions against her as well. The VA said they will take 90 days to decide on what, if any, administrative actions will be taken. I was just told this afternoon, about an hour ago, from a source within VA that Ms. Taylor continues to work at VA, and they are taking this very seriously.
You've got more details, as I mentioned, at federalnewsradio.com. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller, thank you, sir.